morning and welcome to K4HD Radio. This is the Your Living Brand Live Show. My name is Ben Baker. This show is all about how you communicate value, how you build influence through trust, and recognizing who your audience is and who they are not. Over the next 50 minutes, we will explore different ways to help you demonstrate your uniqueness and ask our guest, what's your story? Welcome to the show. Good morning, everybody. It's Ben Baker coming to you live from the Your Living Brand Live Show. Today, we are at the HR Leadership Summit. We are in Vancouver. We are at the Vancouver Train Convention Center, and I am looking north over incredible mountains, beautiful blue seas, you know, blue skies, and it is a beautiful day. So we are going to have a wonderful show in about 5 minutes. Just to let you guys know, I'm on the convention floor. You know, the trade show is going to get really busy in about 5 minutes. So, you know, if it gets a little bit loud, you know what, we'll work with it. But I wanted to take some time, and I'm going to be bringing on my guest in a few minutes. His name is Matt Bertrand. Matt is a guy, he's got a company called eWeb Results, and I'm going to get him to explain the whole show. But I want to start off the show by saying hello, good morning. It's 10 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, and I want to thank you all for being here. I want to thank you guys all for being part of the show. I want to thank Rebel for being such an incredible sound engineer and keeping me organized. You know, this show is all about what's your story. What do you do? Why do you do it? Who do you do it for? And why should people care? And today I want to talk to people about their millennial employees, because that's what this show is about. This show, you know, this conference is all about human resources. So let's talk about employees. Let's talk about your most valuable resource. You know what? It's not your equipment. It's not, you know, your IP. It's your people. Your people are your brand. They are the people that are engaging with your customers day in and day out. And on their best day and on their worst day, they're showing up. The ones that are communicating with your clients. They're the ones who are telling your clients why they should believe in you, why you should be valuable to them, why they should care about you. You know, what's the value they bring? What's the problems that you solve for them? And if we can't take care of our employees, if we're not understanding our employees, if we don't understand, you know, why they come to work every morning, what's important to them, what are the things that drive them, they're going to go looking for somewhere else. I mean, there's a message today that employees are going through a revolving door every 18 months, especially the millennial employees. And the reason for this is lack of communication of what the objectives are of the company. What are you trying to do? What is your goals? Who are your customers? What's your story and how they fit in? And that's the big thing. Every single one of these millennials want to know how do they fit into your organization and what's the purpose and how are they contributing and what are they doing that's going to make your company better every single day. They want to be challenged. They want to be part of the process. They want to understand, you know, what is the contribution they're individually making that's going to make the company better. And they want to know what is their path for advancement. You know what? It's really tough. I really feel for them. They live in a world of social media. When I was a kid, you know, you went to work, you got a job, you did your job, you know, you came home, you did whatever. Today in social media, they are being pounded. And every single day they're looking at it saying somebody else made the top 30 under 30. Somebody else made $1 million. Somebody else did this. Somebody else did that. And the truth of the matter is maybe 1% of the people on social media they're looking at are the ones that are those high achievers, and 99% of the people are just like them, but they don't see that. You know, you have a millennial generation that thinks that if they're not VP of whatever, and if they're not making $150,000 by the time they're 28, they failed, and they haven't. You know what? By 28 years old, I was just married. I didn't even own a home. And you know what? I had my entire life in front of me. I'm just reaching 50 now and I'm in my stride. But all these people have this enormous pressure on them that they think they have to succeed because they're seeing it in social media and they believe that everybody is succeeding and everybody is making the big paycheck and everybody has the big, you know, title behind them. And it's not true. You know, and if you can get your employees to realize that, you know what, Everybody has a place to be, and you can lead at any level. And it doesn't matter if you're a vice president or if you just joined the company, if you can convince your employees that they matter, that their contribution matters, that you, if you can show them their path to success, if you can show them what they need to do in order to be able to move through the company and build the relationships and be able to get to a point where they are leading a team or leading a department or leading a division or whatever, and be able to groom them and bring them into a position where they understand what the path is, they're not going to be looking for that next place somewhere else because they see a path to their success. The reason that they leave is because most millennials believe that there isn't a path to success. They don't understand where they're going. They don't see what the next mountain they need to climb is. They don't see what the next generation is or iteration of their career path is. And because of that, they're always looking outside and there's always something new and shiny somewhere else. And somebody's going to pay them $5,000 more, $10,000 more, whatever, to be able to move somewhere else. But what they don't realize is that just because they get a title bump, just because they move somewhere else, they're not going to get that learning experience of being able to grow within a company and be able to understand the processes and the procedures and how to work with various departments. And that's what's needed, both from a managerial point of view and also a millennial point of view. You need to get people to understand that we need to communicate more effectively. We need to get people to understand that, you know what? The world that we live in is fast-paced. People's goals have changed. People's idea of what, you know, what immediacy has changed dramatically. You know, when I first started doing, you know, large print runs 30 years ago, a rush job is a month. Now it's an hour. You know, I was at this, coming to the trade show today, you know, and oh my God, I forgot to print something. You know what? I called somebody up and on the way, I digitally sent them the file. And as I was driving up, I stopped and I picked up the print job and away I came to the trade show. You know, 30 years ago, that was impossibility. It was impossible. You never could have done that. But today, you know what? On a 35 or 45 minute drive, you know, by the time I got to the print shop, it was sitting there ready for me. I was able to give my Visa card, get on my way, and away we go. The sense of immediacy, the technology has changed life so much that we work in a world where we think that everything has to come fast, that everything is easier, everything's better. But you know what? It's not. You know, you see all these people that look like they succeed. They have the big house. They have the fancy title. They have the fancy car. But what you don't realize is these people fail just like everybody else. The difference is when they do fail, they learn from it. They sit there and they go, okay, what did I learn from this mistake? What did I do wrong? What could I have done better? How can I fix my life to make me better and then move on? And they're looking to sit there and say, how can I make my life better? Every single day, they're sitting there going, okay, how do I get better? How do I change my world? And how do I change my life that I can learn a little something every day? And it may not be huge, and it may not be enormous shifts on a daily basis. But if we can get people to understand that, you know what, change comes incrementally. You know, success comes incrementally. Nobody is an overnight success. 10 years, you know, being an overnight success in the first 10 years, you know, is a great thing. If it takes you 10 years to be a real success, it means that you've put in the hard work and you've built the effort, you've built the relationships, and you've built your personal brand so people trust you and they want to work with you. They want to give you the responsibility to get to the next level and to be able to build. But on the contrary, it's just that the managers have to realize that as well, is that you have a whole generation that has this sense of immediacy, that has this sense that their entire life is under a microscope in terms of social media, and being able to work with them and be able to sit there and communicate with them what the plan is. You know, how are we going to take our rock stars? How are we going to take these people that we know are the next generation? We know these are their next generation of leaders, and be able to help them be successful. You know, when I first started off in sales, what we did is I was assigned, you know, a mentor. I was assigned a mentor, and he got a 5% or 10% commission on every job that I sold for the first year. And it was my job to work with him on a, you know, every other week to be able to sit down and have meetings and explain. And he would be able to, the, you know, walk me through some things and sit there going, I don't understand, and take me out on sales, you know, trips, and take me out to sales calls and teach me how it goes and teach me how things move. We don't have those systems anymore. We don't, you know, take people with experience, move them in with the younger audience and let them learn from each other, because I learn as much from the people that are 20 and 25 about different things as I do when I teach, when I mentor. And if we can sit there and get back to a world where we understand that everybody needs some coaching, everybody needs direction, everybody needs to be communicated to about what the direction is and how to get there, and what are the things you do well, what are the things you don't do so well, what are the things that are challenged, and not just a once a year, you know, sit down for 15 minutes and have a conversation. It's ongoing conversations. How are you doing? What challenges are you having? What are you working on? How can I help you? How can I make things better for you? And as managers, if we can ask those type of questions, we can bring our millennial employees along together and be able to make them more successful. You know, these are the things we need to think about, you know, cross-generationally. We still have, you know, we still have baby boomers in the workplace. We have Gen X in the workplace. We have millennials in the workplace. And we have a brand new generation that I'm calling the Googles in the workplace. We have four generations sitting in the workplace together, and each one can learn from the other. And the more we can build, you know, processes where they can communicate with each other, where they can share ideas, they can share, you know, challenges to be able to help each other out, the more successful we're going to be as organizations, and the longer people are going to want to stay, because there is ability for them to grow. There is ability for them to learn. There is ability for them to advance. And that's what we want, because it's a lot cheaper to train people, to continually train people, to mentor people, to coach people, than it is to have that 18-month recycle bin where all of a sudden everybody's gone, you're hiring new, you train them again, and all of a sudden they're gone again and they're back again. So let's go out to break. Let's sit that and put those thoughts in our head. You know, if you guys got any questions, you know, put them in the notes, and I'd love to, you know, love to answer them for you. But let's sit down, let's go to commercial, and I'm going to bring Matt on, and we're going to have a conversation.
This is Ben Baker of the You're Living Brand.live show on K4HD Radio. We'll be right back.
The You're Living Brand show is brought to you by Your Brand Marketing. Did you know that the world views your brand not as you desire, but as it relates to them? That's why you need to communicate your brand. Tell a story. Win loyalty. Your Brand Marketing helps you reach that goal. It's time to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. It's time to contact Your Brand Marketing. Please visit www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download a free chapter of the book on personal branding. That's www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download your free copy now.
Welcome back to K4HD Radio. This is Ben Baker, and this is the You're Living Brand.live show.
And we're back. You know what? I want to bring Matt on right now, because Matt's got a company called eWeb Results, and they have an incredible story that they've built. You know, this is a company that's been in digital since 1999. You know, they're dinosaurs in terms of the digital world. And you know, and I hear him laughing about this. So let's bring Matt on board. Welcome from Houston. How are you, Matt? Let's sit down and let's have a conversation.
Ben, thanks so much for having me on. I really liked what you were talking about today, and also what you were getting into. So I have a lot of good stuff I think I can add value to the conversation with. But yeah, so Ben, essentially the background of eWeb Results is a really interesting story. Also, my story and how I synced up with eWeb Results is quite interesting as well. Really, so in my 20s, I had started another company. It was a headhunting agency, and grew that to about 4 million and then sold that in my 20s, and then linked up with eWeb Results in my 30s. And, you know, like you said, it definitely is a journey. You definitely need to build yourself as an invaluable commodity. And as a headhunter, really what I looked at was, you know, people that were in a role that wanted to move to a different company. Were they not kind of that golden child? Were they not getting the pay increases? Did they not like their boss? There's a lot of data out there with LinkedIn that even suggests every 2 to 3 years.
So you're talking all of a sudden we lost Wi-Fi at the show, and I apologize. So, you know, you got me back. I'm here. We got technology. I'm on my phone, and I got the backup set up. So I apologize to my listeners for a technology glitch. That usually doesn't happen on my side.
Yeah, I didn't really know what's going on. I didn't hear you, and so I just kind of, you know, wanted to make sure everybody was hearing me on my end. But, you know, Ben, the thing that I was kind of saying, and I don't know if you knew this or not, in my 20s, I started a headhunting agency.
Cool.
And so, you know, really involved with HR, looking at different companies, how they hire, really looking at the millennial generation. And really my job was to go kind of find people that had a certain set of skill sets, move them from one company to the next. So I feel like there's a lot of value that I can add in this conversation. There was also some things internally with the company that I saw, like building my own personal brand, also even in the space to attract people to me. And then, you know, how I linked up with eWeb Results, and you know, they had been around quite a long time. They've been actually podcasting 10 years now.
Wow.
The Unknown Secrets Internet Marketing. So before it was even like the thing, cool, and people were doing it, they were really doing it with the co-founder to one, stay up to date with what was currently going on, but also 60% of our revenues are now generated through inbound marketing and building that brand through, you know, books, speaking talks, podcast, SEO, that sort of thing. But right. I think that there's a really interesting discussion we could have related to human resources and what people or what companies need to do to brand themselves and attract, you know, the right type of employees, to keep those millennial type employees. And then also the millennial employees, what they need to do to build themselves as an invaluable resource to their employer. And also, if they do decide to move on from their existing opportunity, how do they carry their brand, quote unquote, their brand along with them, and those relationships and those things. And really going all the way back, I was actually a pharmaceutical rep for a number of years right out of school. And it was a big Fortune 500 company, doing really well. The downturn, you know, really, they did a job reduction, and I was left with, you know, all these relationships, but no product to sell. Right. I was top 3% in the nation. You know, but I had a company car, I had phone, I had all the things that my parents wanted me to have from their generation, all the training, all the security, quote unquote, that a big company offered. And then when they laid me off, I was like a fish out of water. Like, I couldn't do anything for myself.
Right.
And I kind of went on this personal path to say, I want to have a phone and a computer and be able to work anywhere in the world. And I want to control my own destiny, whether it's within a company, on my own, or a combination. You know what I mean? And, and so that's, I think, what a lot of people are kind of looking for today. And if they're internally, with a company, they got to build that brand to secure themselves to that company and to other companies. And then if they're out on their own, how do you attract those customers and really, you know like and trust, like the brand authority that bring exactly. people to you is consistent across all industries. So I just kind of wanted to kick it back to you to say, you know, if we want to go down the HR path, from what I've seen from the headhunting standpoint, we can, from an employer employee, or, you know, we can talk also about from a marketing, but really my story is that I wanted to be able to hire, train, and market, because that's really what every business needs, and that's what every business needs to grow. And so, you know, when I made the transition in my 30s to help grow an internet marketing agency, you know, that was kind of a skill set that I wanted to develop, right? And so eWeb Results, just their quick backstory is they start off as a web design company back in the day when, you know, it was dial-up modems. And quickly people saw the websites and said, hey, this is a great website. Now, how do I get on the first page in Google and get business, you know? And so the
heady days of internet marketing, you know, when there was 100,000 websites or less.
It was very easy to rank too. There were certain things that you needed to do from an SEO standpoint to get that visibility. And it's just constantly become more complicated. There's more competition. There's just more noise in the marketplace. And really how you need to stand out is what you preach is you got to build your personal brand, you know?
Well, it's true. I mean, I don't care if it's your corporate brand or your personal brand. It's how do people think about you when you're not in the room? What's your story? You know, why should people be talking about you instead of somebody else? You know, whether it's the good, the bad, or the ugly, it's being able to have people sit there and say, oh, I know Ben or I know Matt. Matt's a great guy. You know, he's reliable. You know, he always asks me these really intelligent questions when I need something. If he doesn't know, he tells me he doesn't know. And he goes out and finds the answer for me. You know, and that's a brand. You know, that's a brand in its nutshell. And the more, you know, companies can sit there and say, we need to be able to attract the best and the brightest. So we need to be able to tell the story of why these people should care about us and why they should come to work for us. And the personal brand, people need to be able to sit there and go, you know what? If I want to differentiate myself, as you said, amongst all this noise, I mean, there's, you know, you look at any particular job offer on Indeed or Monster, whatever, there's probably 100 people that apply for any particular job, if not more. How do I differentiate myself? How do I make myself stand out so I'm the one that people are interested in instead of, you know, number 37? So yeah. It's an interesting dilemma when you sit there and go, okay, how do we differentiate ourselves? How do we put ourselves in a position where people go, oh, that's interesting. Tell me more. So how do you came from an HR background. What were the things you were looking for? You know, when you were looking for those superstars, when you were trying to attract those superstars, what were the qualities that you were looking for?
Yeah, no. So something that in the headhunting realm, what we would call is a fee-worthy candidate, right? So
right.
Somebody that another company would pay money to hire for. So we were really looking for the pedigree of the person. And it was, you know, what was their education? What was their grade point average? You know, what were they involved in extracurricular in school if they're in their kind of first 5 years? You know, what's the brand of the company that they were associating themselves with, right? That's where that kind of pedigree comes in. Now,
right.
You know, one of the things that is an actionable step that I want to make sure to give your audience actionable steps that they can take to speak from a sales standpoint or from an account management standpoint or anybody that's interacting with customers, customer service, right. Sales, anything. And really, that's a skill set almost any role needs to have today is how to talk to people and interact with them. What
Agreed.
I would say is that you're not only branding the company because, you know, people do business with people, you're branding yourself. Okay.
Right.
And so, you know, if you're a sales rep and you're outside and you're calling and you're door knocking or pulling doors or whatever, or you're cold calling people or what have you, and you're trying to build a relationship with somebody, that whole adage of people don't care what you know until they know that you care, or whatever that, however that goes, I would recommend that when you're giving a business card, right, to here's my company, here's my name, and I'm defined by my business card, you might want to give them another card with maybe a link to your blog, or if you post on social media, make sure it's kind of, mm-hmm. you know, business ready, if you will. But try to paint yourself as more than just a 2D person that works for this company, but like right. you want people to know who you are. You want them to view you as a person. You want people to, you know, care if you have a family and you have kids. You want them to ask about that. If there's hobbies that that connects you together. Like, you want them to see you as a person. And so they don't just treat it as a transaction or kind of a task or whatever. And that's really one of the keys, I think, to account management, or to communicate with people, is you got to have them see you as a 2D person. So, you know, as a salesperson, have your company business card, maybe have a link to a blog or a personal page that you update where people can, I mean, now, right, you were talking about social media, people follow stories. I mean, my wife cooks these little things called sun baskets every night. It's like the Blue Apron kind of thing. She's got over 100 people every night that just watch her take pictures of it and post it. And when she doesn't do it, people are asking her.
I bet you she hears about it. I bet you she gets people that sit, they go, hey, wait a second. What happened? Where were you tonight?
No, I mean, absolutely. And so that's the thing, is that's what social media, and that's what like Kim Kardashian and all the kind of social media elites have done, is they're just telling their life story. They're putting it out there publicly, and people are connecting with it. Like, I mean, there was a study done way back in the day about people that didn't have any friends but watched Friends on TV, and they were just as satisfied. You know what I mean? And
they thought of these people as their friend. I mean, and that's, you know, that's the thing, is you can get into the whole conversation of, you know, where social media has enabled people that are, you know, introverts to be able to, you know, show their personality in a way that they never could face to face. You know, the big thing, and I agree with you, it's about having to have your personality online and be able to tell your story online, but it's got to be your story. You know, you can't be Kim Kardashian. You can't be Gary Vaynerchuk. You can't be Seth Godin. You can't be Barack Obama. You are who you are. You're Matt. You know, so you need to be authentically you. You know, and when you're telling a story online, it doesn't matter, you know, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter or, you know, Instagram or Snapchat or YouTube or whatever, people need to see you consistently across mediums. Yes, you're going to speak slightly differently on different mediums because that's why you're on different mediums. But what you're going to do is people are going to sit there and say, yeah, that's Matt. I know that's Matt. You know, I keep telling people, have the same photo for every single social media platform that you are. Have the same tagline for every social media platform you're on. So if somebody's looking for you, they know, boom, your brand marketing. You got it. I know exactly where he is. I know what he looks like. Yep, I know that's Ben, because I've got this wonderful name, Ben Baker. How many Ben Bakers are there in the world? You know, and you just sit there and say, if somebody had to look up Ben Baker and they went looking for me, you know, they might come up with 50 different, you know, people. But if they can sit there and say, yep, it's all your brand marketing. Yep, that's the same picture. It's the same person. They look the same. Yeah, I know that's the right person that I'm following. And it allows them to be able to have that consistency that sits there and says, okay, I know that, oh, I follow them on LinkedIn. Well, maybe I want to follow them on Twitter. Oh, maybe I want to follow them on Instagram and be able to see the different things that they're doing and be able to follow their thought pattern. And what are they talking about? And you know, people are interested in you because you're interesting. You know, and you know, we all start somewhere. We all start somewhere. We all, you know, our voice grows as we get more into this. If you listen to my radio shows 98 episodes ago, it is completely different than it is today. It's far more polished. It's far better. The quality is better. And, you know, the guests are better than they were, you know, 98 episodes ago.
Well, thank you.
There we go. I got far more, you know, I've got a guest who's willing to, you know, take over the show while I, you know, while I have a technical glitch. So thank you very much for that.
I appreciate that. I can tell you too, one of the things that you hit on that I just want to mention is I was actually recommended this back in like 2012, buy your name as your domain.
Absolutely.
So I didn't do that back when I was told to do it. I knew I needed to do it. I just didn't get around to doing it. And then I go back, and you're talking about the consistency of your handles across multiple platforms, multiple pages. Google likes that too. It's brand,
yes,
you get some brand lift, all these sort of things. But I didn't do that. And so now my tag across all social media platforms is Matt Bertram Live. I had to put live on the end of it because there was too many Matt Bertrams out there. So,
absolutely. You know, I've got Ben Baker Speaks.
There you go. See?
Yeah, I got so, Ben Baker Speaks, because getting Ben Baker is almost impossible. I don't even know if it is possible. I haven't looked at it.
But back in the day, we could have done it. You know what I mean?
We could have done
everybody,
it.
Like, you could have had your email address in Google. You could have had everything. And now there's been this shift online that's not going to go backwards. It's only going to move forwards. And you really have to brand yourself. And that's the thing that, I guess, going back to your original question, that companies look for is, you know, what intangibles do you bring to the table besides just being able to do this job? Like, what have you done in this role that's above and beyond where you've done it? Usually it's not through grit. I mean, it is some of that, right? Showing up's 90% of it, right? But it's who's helped you get there. What are the relationships you have? Like, that's what, you know, like, do you have a book of business? Do you have a knowledge base that probably some mentor helped you obtain? Like, what are the things that make you different in this role? And also, have you been able to communicate that clearly to me? Can I see that across your social media platforms? Can I see that in your resume? Like, how are you different? Right. And what kind of value can you create? I mean, it's all back to, I think, value creation. And you know, how do you do that? Can you present that in a way? And I think the most value that can be created is when, you know, like, I'll use a salesperson as a motif, but, you know, a salesperson could go knock on 10,000 doors and, you know, you're finding a needle in a haystack, or you can have people call in because they know, like, and trust you. They found your content online. I'm seeing it with realtors all the time. Like, people go, I want you to list my house. I trust you. I know you. The internet's a one-on-one communication platform. It's a one-on-one sales tool. And through video and through that communication, you can get to know people, just like people know you through your podcast. They know who you are, you know? So,
well, it's building that relationship. And I don't care if it's a one-on-one relationship with a buddy in a bar, or if it's a conversation with people on social media, or, you know, on the radio, like we're doing right now. It's, if you don't get people to trust you, if you don't get people to know you and like you and trust you, they're never going to do business with you, and they're never going to, you know, they're never going to want to take that relationship to the next level. And I don't care if it's someone you're dating. I don't care if it's a boss. I don't care if it's, you know, a manager. I don't care if it's a, you know, whatever. If you don't have people, you know, trust you and believe that you're the person that can help them solve their problem, they're going to go looking somewhere else. They, you know, they're not going to come knocking on your door twice, because they're considered to say, okay, next, who's next? Who else is out there that can help me? But if you can sit there and say, oh, wait a second, let's look at this person's profile. Let's look a little deeper. Okay, yes, all right, they have an MBA from Harvard. Great, wonderful. That's a great place to start. Mm-hmm. But it's sitting there going, is this person ethical? You know, what do they talk about online? What is the conversation like? You know, when I talk to this person, are they actually listening to me? Are they paying attention to me? You know, are they empathetic with me? And if we can't have those skills in our lives, you know, it doesn't matter where our degree and our pedigree is from. That's, you know, that's a door opener. Mm-hmm. But if you can't, you know, if you can't be a real human being, then that door closes very quickly.
No, I absolutely agree. I think that, you know, today, like, I mean, we don't have enough time to go into all this stuff, but what I can tell you is what I'm seeing on the client side, if you're talking about a big corporation, they're really moving to building their own kind of media. They're like, look at Red Bull. Red Bull's media company. Lego's a media company.
Most big companies right now are becoming their own media empires. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you got that on one hand, right? So they're building a brand. They're also putting a name on that big faceless brand, right? That's why they have the spokesperson, the speakers. You got like HEB. If you have HEB or your listeners know about HEB, the president's putting his face on everything, right? He's trying to personalize himself. You know, that could be, you know, multiple reasons, but I think it helps. And then you got on the far end of it, branding yourself in the organization as an invaluable resource. How are people in upper management, if you're at a big company, going to find out who you are if you're five rungs down? Right? Right. But if you do something or your name's on it, or they come across your social media, or, you know, you're branding yourself in a way on LinkedIn that they find it and see it because it's coming up in their feed, that could help you move up the chain and give yourself more visibility and that's what SEO is, right? So I do that's what I do all the time, right? BestSEOPodcast.com, that's our podcast. We talk about technical SEO, but what SEO is really just online PR. It's to give yourself more visibility. Now, if you're bad at what you do and you let everybody know that, hey, I do this, and they find it out, they're just going to find out how quickly you're not good at what you do. So you really want to be good at what you do first. But then if you want to put a light on that and get some visibility on that to know that hey, you're an option for this, whether it's a promotion internally, whether you're a salesperson trying to promote your product and they know who you are, or even you're a company that's offering services if you're SBM, or if you're a large company, same thing. You got to stay in the mind. It's mind share. It's all about mind share of whoever your target market is, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because it's not only getting top of mind, it's staying top of mind. You know, and that's a really big thing for people to be able to understand, is that if you can't stay top of mind, you're in trouble, you know, because it's being consistent. And that's what it is. It's not, you know, what most people don't understand is that branding is not a short-term game. It's a long-term game. It's a marathon. And it's not only what you said today, it's what you're going to say over the next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and how you're going to present yourself. Because if people see, you know, that progression, and people look at, you know, what you said 5 years ago versus what you say today, and they see that progression, that's when they sit there and say, okay, this is a person that's growing internally. You know, and whether it's the CEO, and I think, you know, you banged on it from a CEO point of view, is that CEOs really need to brand themselves because they're the face of the company. It's not just the corporate brand, it's the brands of the C-suite, of the people that are actually out there glad-handing, having the conversations, speaking at conferences, you know, going to networking events, you know, writing their own books, whatever. And that's why there's this huge, you know, push right now for CEOs to write their own books, is because what it does is it gives a human face behind the corporate brand. And that, you know, and people realize that people buy from companies because of the people in the companies. You know, the people, you know, it's the humans behind the brand itself that makes the brand valuable. And that's what we all need to realize. You know, if we can do that, if we can sit there and say, what makes me different from everybody else that does the same sort of things that I do? You know, there's 1,000 people out there that do brand strategy that, you know, without even blinking an eye, there might be 50,000, 100,000, you know, people, maybe 1 million people out there that do brand strategy. What makes your brand marketing different? You know, how do we take a look and sit there going, how do we narrow our focus to a point to sit there going, we only work with B2B brands from $10 to $100 million, and we work with these type of individuals that are looking to be able to take their millennials and be able to help them both keep them and also help grow them. Okay, that is a strategy narrow focus, and that's what I speak about. You know, but if you're just saying, well, you know what, we help companies grow, there's no way to differentiate yourself.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, where people get hung up when you're developing like your target personas is people go too broad. Right.
Yeah.
They think that small business owners are their target market. For example, I hear that all the time.
Someone with a Visa card.
Yeah. You know, and that gets really difficult to figure it out. Now, if you go, my target market, you got to niche down off the niche. Right. The niches are in the riches. Right. Dan Kennedy, Planet Dan. But like you got to niche down to who your target market is, and then it becomes really apparent. Like if you're only going after, you know, high-end people that live in this part of town that are making some amount, that also are associated with like wood carving or whatever you want to say, you know the magazines you need to target, you know the conferences you need to target, you know where you need to be spending your money. But when you go, oh, I want you know, I want to talk to the affluent. It's too quiet.
Yeah.
You know, small business owner, or what small business owner, what niche? Like, when you niche it down off the niche, figure out exactly what you want to do, what your message needs to be. I'll give you an example. Like, client. So doctors have, I guess, client, and then doctors have patients, right? And so, like, using that terminology really makes a difference when you're talking about ad copy, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you're not speaking to them. People want that customized solution. You see it with, like, email automation. You want the first name on it. You want, you know, it to be completely relevant. You want the remarketing or targeting. Like, I don't want to see ads that I'm not interested in. I want to see ads that are relevant to me. Everything in this big kind of push.
I've lost you for a second.
Yeah, there's a lot of
there's a lot of noise in the background. Sorry about that. I'm gonna move the microphone closer to my face, and hopefully that helps. And I agree, but you know, and one last thing, and then we're gonna have to get going because we're almost out of time. But it's taking that same thought process and be able to sit there and say, okay, you know, companies need to focus and narrow down, but so do individuals. People need to sit there and say, I want to work for this type of company. I want to work for this, an engineering company that does this specific thing. And it works on these type of specific projects and in this particular part of the world using these type of technologies. You know, and if you start doing that, then you can start targeting the type of companies that you want to work for, and you can forget about the job boards and sit there and go and approach companies directly and say, look, this is my skill set. I know that I can help you out based on this, you know, this skill set that I have, this, you know, this research that I've done, these relationships that I have, and I'm valuable to you. We should sit down and have a conversation because I get what you do and I can help fix your problem. And that takes you away from being another name on a resume to being a problem solver. And that, you know, that differentiates your brand right then and there. So instead of going out for every job, you know, on the Indeed or the Monster board, be able to sit there and say, wait a second, let's take a look at the type of companies I want to work for. Let's go research them. Let's go find out who the right people are that work for these companies that I should be contacting, and contact them directly with a very specific, you know, communication on the value that I add. And if we can do that, we're far better.
Ben, I really think you hit the nail on the head. As a hiring manager, or when I worked with hiring managers, they were trying to relieve a pressure point or a point of stress. Like, they had a problem and they were looking for someone that was going to solve that problem.
Yeah.
And really all the questions that they were asking beyond the general questions, when they really would dig down into it, were trying to find out, is this person have the capabilities that can solve my problem? So if you reverse engineer that from a job seeker standpoint, figure out, right, where you want to go, really drill down onto that type of company, and then figure out what are the steps you need to take to get there. And then when that opportunity presents itself, you need to uncover that problem, right? And then figure out, based on your skill sets, and share the information that's going to solve that problem and is going to relieve that stress for the client. And if you're a company, the same thing, it goes the same way. Everybody's trying to kind of solve what's going on in their world or fix their problem, and they're looking for other people to help them do that. And so if you can be really, really succinct about how you're going to do that, they're going to relieve that stress point, because people are much more willing to take action based on pain than on, like, you know, pleasure, right? Or benefit, right? They're afraid of loss versus afraid of gain, right? There's a lot of studies out there that show that. And yeah. So you just got to really figure out what your target is or what your goals are. I mean, there's, you know, Millionaire Mind and all that kind of stuff. It's people that set goals and work those goals typically. Yeah. So if you have that in your head crystal clear of what you're trying to achieve as a business, for a client, for your own personal development, move in that direction, and then get visibility on that move. You know what I mean? And so that's really what my philosophy is and how I look through that lens from a marketing standpoint and how I looked for it as a headhunter through the kind of hiring standpoint as well. So I think you really hit the nail on the head there.
So Matt, we've had a phenomenal conversation. I want to let you go, but before you go, I want to find out, how can people get a hold of you? And you know, what are the ways you can particularly help them quickly, help them succeed?
No, absolutely. So I previously mentioned if you're interested in search engine optimization or online marketing, bestseopodcast.com. We have 450 something episodes. It's all about kind of Facebook ads, internet marketing, email marketing, anything technical about like how to do it. We kind of go through it. We use case studies. We explain it. If you're getting stuck and you know about internet marketing, I encourage you to check it out. It is a little more advanced. Now, if you're looking to kind of build your brand, maybe go to one of your workshops or that sort of thing. I do have a book out there we didn't get into. It's called Build Your Brand Mania. Buildyourbrandmania.com. It's the whole title is How to Transform Yourself into an Authoritative Brand and Attract Your Ideal Customers. Build Your Brand Mania. What that's about is really the foundations of internet marketing, because there's so many different kind of verticals or different subspecialties of it. I go through nice. And lay terms on the different steps you need to take and how you need to view the world. To understand if you're going to jump into online marketing, generating leads online, making the phone ring, attraction marketing, like you got to understand the foundation or the fundamentals of how to do that. So it gives you a way to view the world. That book was really targeted for anybody that trades on their name. If you're a lawyer, doctor, plastic surgeon, like you talked about, if you're the CEO and you're trying to brand yourself and you're cheating on your name, these are the kind of steps you need to kind of go through to take yourself to the next level, maybe as a step associated or kind of maybe a foundational step before your workshops. And, you know, it's got a lot of stuff free out there. You know, you get it on Amazon. We have Audible version, but I would encourage you to just kind of check out those things. If you're a company, you want to do marketing, eatwebresults.com, check us out. Happy to have a quick 30-minute conversation with you, do a free analysis for a website if you're interested. So,
perfect. Matt, thank you very much for being on hang out for a few minutes. I'm just going to say goodbye to everybody, and we will, I'll be right back to you. So hang on 1 second.
Perfect. Thanks everybody, for having me on, Ben.
Hey, thank you very much. Everybody, thank you very much for being part of the show today. I hope that it wasn't too loud in the background. I hope that we were able to provide some real value to you. This show will be rebroadcast on iHeartRadio on Friday. You come on to yourlivingbrand.live, and you'll be able to grab it on iHeartRadio, on SoundCloud, on iTunes. Subscribe to your favorite service and come and grab it every single week. Every Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. This is the Your Living Brand Live show. This is episode 98 and episode 100. I'm going to have the mic turned on me, and they're going to be interviewing me the whole show, and we're going to have a really good time. So tune in for that. We'd love to have you, but thank you very much for being part of the audience today. Thank you very much to Rebel for making us sound so good, and have a great week, everybody. And we will talk to you soon.
Been the Your Living Brand Live show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. My name is Ben Baker, and my company is Your Brand Marketing. We help you to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. If you want to communicate more effectively and build influence through trust, contact us at yourbrandmarketing.com. That's www.yourbrandmarketing.com. But every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, this is the Your Living Brand Live show. Tune in next week on K4HD Radio when we ask another guest, what's your story?